Blog Talk Radio.
Morning, and it is a great morning here, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, straight up on the 18th day of November 2015. And welcome to Vitamin G, our iconic music in the background, provided by award-winning artist David Marchenko. And you can find his music at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net, and I certainly hope you do. He's got not only lots of wonderful CDs for purchase, I know, I've got every one of them, they're great, but he's also got wonderful free downloads. So you can kind of load up on some really cool tunes, you know, a tune here, a tune there. Learn to love it, go back, get the CDs, and enjoy yourself. Keep calm and take your vitamin G. That's what I titled the program today. And I have to say that my inspiration for the title, somebody said, how do you keep thinking of these year after year, day after day? Well, it's not too hard when you're grateful for everything. So everywhere you look, everything you see, everything you experience is that stimulus to kind of get you into the mood of thinking about gratitude and feeling it and owning it. And next to me I have these, they're little postcards, right? And I don't remember where I got them, but I got a stack of them in the mail. I ended up sending several out to people, but the front of the postcards are pictures, those keep calm and dot, dot, dot thoughts, you know, keep calm and carry on, keep calm and drink coffee, keep calm and pet a cat, you know, all these different things you can find. Well, several of these I ended up hanging on to for one reason or another. I think it was just because I didn't at the time have anybody to send them to. Then they kind of get put away somewhere, and then I found them one day when I really needed them. Imagine that. So the ones that I have are keep calm and study, keep calm and stay connected, keep calm and stay convinced. And the one next to me is keep calm and stay connected. That's the one I have that I can see because they're all like behind each other. And I don't have X-ray vision. That's not my superpower. Thank you very much. Anyway, it dawned on me that here we are at the holiday time, or as I call them, the holy day time, because from one end of this month till the end of January, we are in a huge, huge crunch to be more, do more, buy more, shop more, eat more, visit more, be happier, be happy, be happy, be happy, be happy. And it kind of takes its toll. Have you ever noticed that this is the time of year that is usually the most depressing for so many people? Why? Because they're trying to live up to this standard, this unbelievably high level of accomplishment and expectation that they and they feel everybody around them has for them and of them. It's like, ew, if this is the holidays, y'all can keep that stuff. I mean, it's seriously, there's nothing more disheartening than thinking you didn't do it right. So then why, after a while, why do you want to bother doing it at all? So keep calm and take your vitamin G. Seriously, if you really want to enjoy your holy days, if you really want to enjoy your Wednesday, if you just want to enjoy the offhanded Thursday or your weekend, doesn't matter. What time of the day, what day of the week, doesn't matter. Got to take your vitamin G, folks. Because that's what's going to do it. You know, circumstances change in the blink of an eye. People go in and out of your life as fast as the wind blows from leaf to leaf or branch to branch. And yet, the only consistent thing that you have, the only real nod to, okay, this is going to be okay, is to start thinking about something for which you are grateful. So when I say take your vitamin G, it doesn't mean you can open a little jar and pop it in your mouth, you know, like my vitamin over here and my that vitamin over there, and I even have liquid vitamins. Imagine that. Squirt, squirt right in the coffee and we're all good. But with our minerals, actually. But the thought is, gratitude, if it were bottled and we could sell it, can you imagine the craziness that would erupt around that? It's got to be regulated, and who made it, and who made it better, and should you buy it from this brand or that brand, and should you get it in the two-capsule size or the one-capsule size, and do you get the time release, and should you take it? Holy Moses, thank goodness vitamin G isn't that crazy. Vitamin G is something that we create. So when I say take your vitamin G, maybe the better way of phrasing that is take a moment for vitamin G. Give yourself that breathing space of like the wind going from leaf to leaf on the same tree or branch to branch if you're in an area like where I am where the trees have kind of just dropped everything and left it on the ground for us to pick up. Because when you do that, you will keep calm. It might take a moment. You might have to think of 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 things or even 10. Okay, hold your hands out in front of you, palms down, and look at your spread fingers. There's 10 plus 2 hands. That's 12 things to be grateful for. If you check your wrists, that's 14. Check your forearms, that's 16. We're starting to see a pattern here. You don't have to be grateful for outrageously amazing things like, oh, my gosh, I just got a yacht. I'm so grateful. Oh, my gosh, I just got a $4 million a year job. Oh, my gosh, I just, okay, if you've got all that, rock you. All right, how cool are you? And by gosh, be grateful for it. But if what you have to be grateful for are your nails on your fingers, if what you have to be grateful for is that you've got fingers, be grateful for each and every one of them. And I'm sitting here looking at my hands, and there's like, you know, sections on each finger, right? There's like the top, the middle, and the bottom. So 5 fingers, 3 sections. Well, there's only 2 on the thumb. So there's 3 sections on 4 of them, that's 12, and 2 on the thumb, that's 15. There's 15 more reasons to be grateful, and you haven't even looked anywhere other than your fingers. And if you look at all your nails, there's 5 more, that's 20. And you haven't looked anywhere other than one hand. One hand. So if you're only one-handed, you've got 20 reasons, minimum, right there. 20 opportunities to take your vitamin G. Now, the cool thing is, when you take your vitamin G, it will take you into the next level. Elevate you. Raise your vibration. Take you out of a circumstance and put you above it. Kind of like when the Jetsons got in their little vehicles and they went off their launching pad and they were, whoop, they were up above each other. Never watching when they were all flying around and sometimes they had to go up and over and down to get around somebody or zip to the right or zip to the left. However you have to put that in your head to draw the analogy, do it. Do it because you're worth it. Do it because whatever circumstance you're in is worth it. Do it because there is a part of you that inherently knows how natural that is, or you wouldn't find it so, you wouldn't be drawn to it. You wouldn't be drawn to this program if you didn't find it natural. You wouldn't be drawn to thinking about it, to even conceiving it in your brain. It just wouldn't happen if it weren't a natural thing, if it weren't something that were supposed to be there to help you and to get you through that next moment or this moment or that moment. Because it is natural and because it is something that we have inside of us already, it will bring that calmness. It will bring that peace. You can be grateful that you can hear what I'm saying right now. There's another thing. And you didn't even have to look at anything to do that. You just let your ears work. You can be grateful that you can blink your eyes. You can be grateful that your eyes tear up and they create wetness. A lot of people don't do that. They have to buy what they call fake tears. That isn't even right, but it's maybe that is what it's called. I don't know. I don't have to buy it. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so grateful. And they have to put that in there to keep their eyes moist because there's some real problems when your eyes lose moisture, right? So the thought process here is if you want to stay calm, there are a wonderful, wonderful amount of options for you. But the one that doesn't cost anything, the one that you don't have to go anywhere to get, the one that you don't need a doctor's prescription, the one that cannot possibly ever oversaturate you. I mean, seriously, like some people take a certain, echinacea, it's an herb, and when they feel a cold coming on, the season for that, whenever that season is for you, if that season exists for you, they start taking echinacea and golden seal. Now, I'm not telling you to do it. I'm just using this as an example, so please don't run around and say, she told me what to take, because I want you to research that and figure it out for yourself if you should. But they do state that you should only take it for up to so many days and then stop. And then you can go back to it at another time. Why? Because it's going to oversaturate you, and then they say the healing properties could go from healing you to potentially harming you. So as a result, you got to kind of back off on it. Now, vitamin G, there is no such thing. There is no such thing. You cannot hurt yourself being grateful for things. You cannot oversaturate your body or overtax any one of your organs or stress out your muscles being grateful. It's just not possible. It's also something that works in any language, and it even works interspecies. When you tell your pet you are grateful, that pet is there. Your dog, your cat, maybe even an iguana. I don't know. I mean, we have cats here, so for me, it's cats. And you share that gratitude with that cat feels it. The dog feels it. The horse feels it. The bird feels it. And we all want to be appreciated. We all want to know that we're helping in some form or fashion. So do those animals. So gratitude is something that you can even use with your pets. So you don't even have to speak dog or speak cat or speak horse or speak bird. You can tweet, tweet, chirp, chirp, nay, whinny, whinny, bark, and meow. But the cat will understand the energy that comes. The dog will understand the energy that comes from the gratitude. And they do say, they who print all that stuff on the internet and in books, that communing with your pet, petting them, sitting with them, holding them, feeling that bond, that is hugely calming. So in addition to sharing the gratitude for the pet being there and just telling the pet that you're grateful for it will actually help bring that calm. If you want to ramp it up a little bit, you know, put the spices on top of the eggnog, so to speak, pet them, hold them, sit next to them, get that body warmth going. There's something else to be grateful for if you've got a pet, something else to be grateful for if you have allergies and you don't have a pet. You know, it doesn't matter what you throw at me. I can so sit there and turn it into something to be grateful for. I can even turn funky stuff into be grateful for. We're going to talk about that on another show. You know, when you've got just the funk going on and you're thinking, oh, my gosh, this funk is just making me crazy. How can you turn that into gratitude? And here in the holiday season, or as I say, the holy day season, and I've been saying that for years, so that's just my way of coining a little phrase there. We all need to be able to find those times to sit down and explore what we're grateful for. And if you can't take the time to sit down and do it, think of it. Think of, you know, it's really kind of funny. Give yourself a magic word. I don't care what that magic word. That magic word could be button. That magic word could be, I don't know, straw. I'm trying to think of something that's like real obtuse, like you wouldn't necessarily be talking about it all the time. So when you hear that word, you go, boom. So let's say straw, right? And when you're sitting there trying to say, okay, keep calm and take my vitamin G, and you're racking your brain trying to think of something to be grateful for, I'm grateful for straw. I'm grateful for straw. Now, the weird thing about it is, you see the laughter here? All at once I'm going, can you imagine? You're sitting there thinking, I'm grateful for straw. I'm grateful for straw. And you just keep saying it, I'm grateful for straw, until you start feeling it. Then once you start feeling it is when you get the calm, because just saying something doesn't get it. You really got to feel it. That's the take, the vitamin G. You say it, and then you kind of own it. But here's a really crazy thing. After a while, you should start laughing. Because unless you're on a farm and unless you're needing it for whatever reason and purpose, let's say you got a chicken coop and you need to winterize it, you need some straw, or a doghouse, you need some straw to put in the doghouse, you won't necessarily have a reason to be grateful for straw. So it should make you giggle. And that should bring about fits of laughter, and fits of laughter could lead to wild and crazy things like enjoying your life, maybe. Maybe being able to smile. Maybe feeling it. Possibly brightening up somebody else's day because you've got a little gratitude going on. So the magic word for today is straw, okay? Whenever you need to keep calm and take your vitamin G, you're going to be grateful for straw. Think about straw. It's going to work. Wait, you try it. You try it because it's going to work. I promise you it's really, really going to work. It's going to work as well as staying connected to this show. We thank you so much for that. You're sharing it with people. You're following the network here at blogtalkradio.com/perspectivepower. And you're also connecting with us on our Facebook fan page, which is facebook.com/perspectivepower. So thank you for that. And thank you so much for hanging out with our award-winning artist friend here, David Martinga, because his great music is available at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. We cannot thank you enough for all of the efforts that you do to keep the vibrations raised, not only within yourself, but within the entire world, because you keep calm and you take your vitamin G.